And continuing our community connection time, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with a frequent visitor from the Ramona Caney Valley area, Lester Gagan, back in this morning. And fall festival time's coming up. Good morning, Lester.
That's it, Charlie. This is the first time we've done this, and real excited about it. Ramona Chamber's kind of driving this. Courtney Fuller, who's the president of the chamber, and she teaches school, so couldn't be here today. So I got nominated to spend about 10 minutes with you.
Well, you're an excellent nominee. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll trust that you got all the right stuff. So,
I've got a lot of stuff, and we quickly have got to get over them. No, but the main thing is we're having a chili supper this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., and all the money we raise is for the volunteer fire departments in the Caney Valley area, Vera, Oglesby, Oshlade, and Ramona. And the Masonic Lodge notified us and said, however much money you raise, we're going to match it. So, like that. So, if your wife won't cook for you on Saturday, come down there between 5 and 7, we'll feed you like you're a guest.
Well, guys, even if it's your day to cook, then you can treat the wife kind of to a chili dinner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I might just do that then, Charlie. Then we have a craft show that starts at 9 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m., and it benefits of Caney Valley High School cheerleaders, and you can contact Dana Ross at 918-640-2402 if you want to set a booth up. They're going to have line the streets with booths and sell crafts and things like that.
Okay.
And
I'm sure you're going to have people with the crafts that they've been working on. They've been know this was coming up for a time, so I bet some of those have been manufactured just specifically for this event for the past 6 months or so.
Yes, there is, and there's some people that's going to have booths there that have specialty items like clothes and things like that, and or T-shirts and stuff. And we've been planning this, or they've been planning this thing now for about 6 or 8 weeks, and we've had a horrendous response out of it. Also, we're having a pulled pork lunch at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the benefits from that go to the Caney Valley High School girls basketball boosters, and they can contact Aaron Rainey at 918-440-3169.
Well, in that case, I can pretty well guess where the meat came from.
Pretty sure the meat, and I think the chili beef came from that too.
Okay. It's nice to have the support of businesses like Rainey's, and of course you mentioned the Masons that they're helping you out there too. So you've got organizations that are all coming together for the benefit of your communities.
Yeah, and I do want to mention that the Cherokee Nation has stepped up and very supportive of communities. Robert Teehee, is the Cherokee Nation, is donating a lot of stuff, food items, for this fundraiser, and it's just tremendous how much they support the communities around there, Oshlade, Oglesby, Vera, and Ramona. And so we're excited about that, and we want to thank the Cherokee Nation for doing that. And then the other thing we're having is a cornhole tournament from 12 to 5 p.m., which we think that's going to be horrendous because everybody's got their boxes built, and that's pretty competitive, and all the benefits from that go to the Caney Valley Athletic Association, and it's $30 per team, no pre-entry necessary. And contact Erica Gallimore at 918-914-9671, and I signed me and you up as a team, Charlie, because I heard you was a world champion.
Well, I don't know where you heard that from, but I'm counting on you to hold the team up.
Yeah, I think Kevin might have mentioned that to me.
Friends like Kevin, you can go far.
But this is such a great event, and what we've been working on, as I've told you numerous times, part of our goal at the Ramona Chamber is pull all four of these communities together to help each other. This is not about one town or the other. It's about the citizens of the communities and our fire departments and things like that. And also, this helps us raise money for the Caney Valley Christmas party we have. So we're excited and hope that the people will get out and join that thing and spend a day helping their own community out by doing this thing here.
Well, it kind of reinforces a philosophy that I've had that a school district or a school is the identity of a community. And as a consolidated school district, the communities that have gone together in that school district bonded together. And again, as yes, they're individual towns around the area, but they work together as one community.
Exactly. And this thing is this Saturday, November the 5th, at the Caney Valley High Schools, where it's being held at. And you'll see where all you go, but the cornhole tournament we think is going to be a big deal. people's excitement level and the challenges that are going on, and people, we can beat you, and so in doing that. But the other thing, we're just totally excited about the Cherokee Nation stepping up and helping us, and the Masonic Lodge going to match whatever the chili supper brings. So we're getting everybody revved up and ready to go for Saturday.
Sounds like a good deal to me. How do you manage to get all the different organizations to come together on this? I mean, somebody's got to do a little bit of marketing and go talk to the Masons, or go talk to, you know, all the different groups that are helping you out.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to have to give the credit to Courtney Fuller, who's it's in her genes to be doing this kind of things. But she has worked very hard in putting this together, and the community, and working very closely with the school. And people of Oshelada and Veer and Oglesby and Todd Owen with Veer is real excited about it. Our fire chief, Tyson Kincaid.
Owens and Company Fire Department. Let's go ahead and give the whole department some credit there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But it's just one of those tight-knit groups that whether it's the Ramona Chamber's got an event or something's going on at the school, everybody just kind of comes together and says, how can I help?
That's exactly right, and we've had a lot of volunteers to help put it on, and the girls and names that I'd mentioned earlier, it's handling their section of it, but somebody had to coordinate it, and that's how this thing got pulled together, and this Courtney's idea got to looking, because she saw the big fires, and we had a big fire up on our ranch, and it just, you know, devastates you, and you burn all your grass up, and they use a lot of their fuel money up early.
Yeah, and the area volunteer departments, I'll mention the ones in your area, but it could be just as easily any one of two dozen, you know, area departments that all kind of come together. They depend on each other, and not so much this year, but a couple of years ago when we had that whole big string of fires, by the end of April, they had already used most of them, their entire fuel budget for the year.
Exactly right, and they get grants from the government, but everybody knows that they've kind of cut back on them grants some, and so... And the other thing we're going to encourage is everybody to join their local volunteer fire department. And that helps them operate by joining them. And if your house caught on fire, you better hope you're a member, because they may not come. No, I'm just kidding you about that.
They would show anyway. But just to help educate those of us that live in a city with a paid fire department, explain how those memberships work for us.
Well, what you do is each year in January, join your volunteer fire department. We join several, all three of them, four of them, but you pay $30. I think most of them's $30 or $40 or $50, and you donate that money, and they start using it for repairs and things like that. And that's one of the ways they survive. The other one is through donations, and that's not volunteers. And a fundraiser like this would love to raise a lot of money.
Sure. And, of course, you've given credit to the Cherokee Nation. The state of Oklahoma has a grant program that goes out to all the volunteer departments over the area. But if it were not for fundraisers like this one, then those groups would be just kind of scraping by, as opposed to being able to say they're getting the job done.
Yeah, and the volunteer fire departments occasionally get a piece of equipment that's run its course with, like, City of Bartlesville. And I think one of the community just received a big, I don't know what they call them, great big fire trucks, but it's from one of the cities. It's in excellent shape, and we'll fulfill our needs on that, because it's not required to do as much as the ones in Bartlesville. So the big cities that have surplus equipment are really good about donating it to these volunteer fire departments.
Well, sure, but we're going to look for some donations again. The Chili Supper helps out all those communities, but particularly all of Vera and Ramona fire departments and the rest of them, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, and they're needing the help. I'll just have to tell you. And if you can't come to the Chili Supper or something, maybe you could just send a donation to it, and they could use that money for. Yeah. Other causes.
Is there a post office box or a point of contact that people could, say, you know, send a $5, $10, $50, $500 check to?
Well, it is. I don't have it, but it's at, okay. It's a Ramona Chamber of Commerce, and I can get that. They can call myself at 918-671-1919. I can get them an address. But
I feel confident the post office may not like it, but if you address it to Ramona Chamber, Ramona, Oklahoma, it'll probably get there.
Sure, just put general delivery. Yeah.
I'm sure the post office would prefer a street address or post office box, but I have confidence I'll get it to them.
Oh, yeah, it would get to us. So Yeah, it's we're not a big community, so they know who the Ramona Post Office is.
That's all coming up this Friday and everything.
Saturday.
I'm sorry. All going on at the Kenny Valley High School.
Yes, sir. It is.
And just look forward on down the calendar for me. I don't know that I've got you coming in between now and Christmas time, but when it comes to the parade and everything else that goes on in the communities that, that make up the Kenny Valley School District, again, people turn out. You got a huge Christmas parade that comes up every year.
We had a huge homecoming parade this year, which I was so pleased. It was just unbelievable how many people we had in the parade. It was great. And then of course, the Christmas parade is awful huge. And then we got Veterans Day coming up.
Yeah.
The school sponsors a big Veterans Day and brings all the veterans in. Then City of Bartlesville has a Veterans Day parade, and we'll be in that. Our local, we've revived our post 334 in Ramona and got it coming back and going. And so really trying to revive these small communities.
Well, it's a constant battle, but I love to see it going on.
Yeah. It really pulls these communities together, and people need something while they're there for them.
Well, Lester, thank you so much for coming in. All goes on this Saturday, the Kenny Valley Fall Festival. Craft show starts at 9, and you can stick around through the chili supper. I think it ends at 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much,
Charlie,
Lester.
Thank you.
You bet. It's Wednesday morning on AM 1400 K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today.